Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, and it's coming up on winter time outside. Rain, cold, and early dark. We in the Northwest enjoy the late light summers, and when it turns winter again, it feels like we got chopped, you know, off at the day. So here we are early in the morning talking about the good things of God. Thank you for stopping by. We are discussing prayer this week and some next week again, perhaps. Prayer. We pray over our food. We pray that God will help. We pray that God will bless our nation. We pray. We ask for favors and so forth. Okay. The type of prayer that First Timothy, that we started with, 2:1, says that he would that all men would pray with supplications, that's petitions, and with intercessions, and with prayers and thanksgiving. So yesterday I started with the thought that thanksgiving really is the doorway into the throne room. So I kind of flipped that verse around a little and started with the thought on thanksgiving, that we should be thankful, because the thankful heart then opens us up to believe and to receive the good things of God, and to receive revelation. So, be thankful. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men. That's 1 Timothy 2:1. All right. I want to talk a little bit about supplications, which is a King James word that means petitions or requesting and calling out and making a plea. So a lot of our idea of prayer is going to God with a shopping list or a request list. Many Christians, that's pretty much the level that they get to, is just going in, meeting with a prayer time. Lord, remember all my children, you know, name them by name, and then remember my job, and remember, you know, the car payment, and then, Lord, I'll see you next time. That's a petition prayer. Well, let's talk a little bit about relationship. I was talking to a man today who just got a bunch of money. House was sold, and the inheritance split up among the children. He got his part, and he's got it in the bank. And I told him, I said, hold on to it tight, because it can slip away. And I told him, and he agreed, that when someone knows you have money, suddenly they come over and they want something, because that's the relationship they have, is my need. You've got something that can help me, and so I'm going to talk to you and fellowship with you. I know you all have been touched by the multi-level marketing schemes, sometimes scams. Well, I remember we were young, young marrieds. And suddenly there was a couple in town that I knew slightly through some friends that became my best friend. Will you come on over, have dinner, let's go out to eat. And I thought, well, boy, they like us. Come to find out, they just got into a multi-level marketing plan, and they were looking for suckers, candidates, members. It never worked out. We didn't have a relationship. Now, on the other hand, my father, he got into a couple of those on occasion, and every time he did, I signed up. Never made any money, but we had a relationship, so I was the first to volunteer. because I knew him. And if I can help Dad, here we go. See, relationship is really the key to supplications and petitions. We don't just rush in and suddenly become friends with God because we got a toothache or a heartache or a, you know, a disease, or we need a rent payment or, you know, some kind of emergency. That supplication is still based upon a relationship with God. So when he said we need to pray, he's talking about these particular types of prayers, supplications and requests. Let them be known. Tight-lipped, stiff upper lip, like the English people are supposed to be guilty of, you know, just keep it all in, suppress it. They tell me people that do that have high blood pressure and nervous disorders because they don't let it out. I love the Italian nature, you know, and character of the Italian people, the Italian families, especially in the New York section. Been in and out of New York a few times, know some Italians that live there. They're expressive. They're loud at dinner, and they sing loud and talk loud, argue loud. And I think it's healthy to get some of that stuff out. So when we come to God, we can't be stiff upper lip and tight mouthed or tight lipped. We need to speak our heart and ask God and call on his name and describe what we're asking for. But it comes out of relationship. Amen. Scripture says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. The word seek doesn't mean like a hide and go seek. He hides, we seek. You know, the kids out at night in the yard, hiding in the trees and the bushes, and hope nobody ever finds you. Well, God's not hiding. That's not why we're seeking. What that really means is searching with all our heart and coming into him and following hard after him and being in fellowship and being in communication. And so when we do come, we're petitioning him on a basis of relationship. I had a close relationship with my father. I was blessed to have him in my life well into my 60s, and we continue to have a close relationship. And when we were together, I could say, Dad, I've got a problem, or I've got a need. Can you help me with it? And if it was in his possibilities to help, he would, because we had a relationship. Now, if we had had a falling out when I was a teenager and I hadn't called him in 10 years, I call him on the phone and say, Dad, I need some help. Well, knowing him, he may have helped me anyway, like God does sometimes, I'm sure. But how sweeter it is, how much more blessed it is when we have interaction and communication. So today, the key prayer in this second chapter of 1 Timothy is supplications or petitions, where we come and we call out to the Lord. We call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I know that we love to pray, but let's increase it in this season we're in. The legal side, or the legalistic side of some of the religions that pray 4 or 5 times a day, there's a good possibility there's not a lot of faith or life there. It's just routine and religion. But the fact that they do it often is a pretty important thing. I know someone asked, it may have been Bob Smith. They asked him, how often you pray? He said, well, I pray all the time. I don't just pray at 12 or 1 or 2. I pray all the time. That's kind of like Paul the Apostle, wasn't it? Where he spoke in tongues more than you all. How do you do that? Well, there was an ongoing conversation in tongues. Amen. So how about you? How's your prayer life? Yeah, if you're in a church that has a healthy prayer schedule, get involved in it. It's good to pray together on occasion, but not all the time. You don't need to be in a group just to pray. You need to have a prayer life at home where you have made a space or a place where you feel that you can contact and connect to God. It's like trying to study at the desk where your bills are stacked up, how high they are. You sit down at that desk, all you can think about is bills. You need to find a place away from the distractions so you can put your face in the face of God. And I would encourage you to begin to come into his presence before you ask. Spend some days just meditating upon him. And save the supplications and the requests down the road a little bit. And get your heart warmed, and get your spirit warmed, and get your soul just filled with his presence. And then when you open your mouth to ask, you'll be surprised how some of the things will fall away. Perhaps they've already been answered because the Lord knows your heart. He knows your needs. And the scripture says he answers even while you're asking, it's on the way. So it's relationship. Amen. Isn't that something? We can have a relationship with the Heavenly Father, the creator of all the cosmos, all the things that have been created. He is the creator. Think about it. Don't pass it up. It's a treasure that is beyond calculation. The ability to say, good morning, Father. I love you today. That's the key. That's the kickoff for a day filled with communication to the Lord. Amen. Well, I bless you today. Thank you for stopping by on this Thursday. And I just encourage you to not be guilty because you haven't prayed or you haven't had a relationship. Don't feel guilty. Just start it today. And jump in and join the wonderful presence of the Lord and the family that's there already. Hallelujah. Well, thanks for stopping by today. If you haven't subscribed, we just love you. Love to have you do that and tune in. Be a regular listener and viewer. And if you haven't liked on Facebook, do it. Also, make a comment, share it with someone. That all kind of kicks in the engine, I guess. And if God's nudging you to send us a gift, you can do that with the notes below. Thank you for that. It's a blessing to be a small part of your life in any way we can be an encouragement to you. Amen. Hey, tomorrow's my favorite day of the week, Friday. And we'll see you then. Don't forget our Sunday Night Live. We'll be here this week. God bless. It's a joy to be a part of your life and to understand that God never fails, because he never fails in his love. He never fails in his attention to us.